and the president and chancellor of University College of the North, Doug Lovstack, joining us on the phone this morning. Morning, Doug.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. The sun is finally shining. Looks like it's going to be a fairly nice day in the next couple of days. 15 degrees over the next two, so...
That will be nice. We deserve it.
We certainly do deserve a break. Things at University College of the North, anything changing there since we last talked?
Well, I guess a lot has changed, and for in some instances, not a lot has changed. We basically have moved all our courses online or through some remote learning aspect, and we're constantly looking at sort of new ways to deliver our educational product. But we're still, you know, practicing the physical distancing. The hallways are pretty empty, and the campuses remain closed. Many of the communities that we operate in have their own protocols in terms of keeping the physical distancing, and we're certainly respecting those. But mostly we're trying to keep the education going.
Okay. The building itself is closed, the library is closed, everything is closed?
The building is closed to the public.
Okay.
There is the odd staff and students coming in sometimes to use the library resources or drop off assignments or come in, but essentially we are closed to the public. We continue to be digitally open. You know, we're still, students are still learning and instructors are still teaching.
And out-of-town residents are still living at the campus?
Yeah, very few. There's, I would say, probably half a dozen.
Okay.
And some of those are there because of travel restrictions or doing their work practicum, for example, in health or some of the other programs.
Okay. As we're hearing from our provincial leaders every single day, things drastically change, and especially at this point in time, they are talking about some reopenings. What are your thoughts about this year's graduates and convocation?
Right now, we have postponed our convocation, so we will not be having a spring convocation at any of our campuses or centers. We are looking at ways of celebrating that achievement. We know it's an important milestone in people's lives. Now, whether we postpone it, you know, further up into the year or some alternate way of celebration remains to be seen.
Okay. I guess as the president, you're spending some time in your office. How is UCN functioning with most people working from home?
Well, I think we were actually, I don't want to call it lucky, but maybe a bit lucky in that for, you know, at least the last decade and probably more, we have been working and ramping up for distance delivery just by virtue of who we are and where we operate throughout northern Manitoba. We've built some pretty good infrastructure. You know, we have fiber optic cable coming into the campus. We have regional centers with the internet services. We've developed a lot of functionality around distance learning and acquired, you know, fairly expensive hardware and software to deliver that. You know, we've had some great staff in our learning technologies department who are facilitating the movement online using the technology and the equipment and the stuff that we have. So, you know, we still have, you know, a ways to go, but we probably in pretty good shape when this hit to move things online.
Okay. As the year ends for most students at University College of the North, any messages that you want to leave with us?
Well, I think we're certainly still accepting applications for next year. The actual instruction may be a little bit different than normal, but we're accepting students. Our programs are, for all intents and purposes, we still want to move ahead. And I think coming out of the pandemic, you know, now more than ever, we're going to be calling on our post-secondary institutions to help sort of upskill and reskill and do the adaptations necessary to exist in the new economy.
And if anybody wants to find out more, all the information about registration and things happening at the school is right on their website, correct?
Yes, it is.
So that's ucn.ca.
Yep.
All right. Doug Lofsted, thank you for joining us this morning. I hope that you enjoy the sunshine today. And as always, hold your head up, keep safe, and have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you. Doug Lofsted, President and Chancellor at University, Vice Chancellor, rather, at University College of the North.